Hi, welcome to This Week with Calandra at calandrabranch.com. Today I want to talk about the art of being courteous. One of my pet peeves is a lack of courtesy. Little things like saying good morning or good afternoon to coworkers, stepping aside to let passengers off a train or an elevator, or even just simply saying please and thank you. Those behaviors are starting to feel rather archaic to me, considering how few and far between these behaviors seem to be. Like many things that have gone awry these days, I attribute much of it to home training, or lack thereof. When I was growing up, we were taught to speak when spoken to, and to address people when you enter a room. Even my children know that I will correct them quickly for violating the rules of courtesy. I remind my 7-year-old son to look people in the eye and offer a firm handshake when someone comes and speaks to him. My 5-year-old daughter knows to say thank you if someone tells her her dress is pretty or her hair looks nice. Lately, I've seen many violations of common courtesy. I want to know, when did men stop taking their hats off when they came inside? Why is it that when elderly people are struggling to walk, we're so quick to run around them, sometimes even brushing and almost knocking them out of their way? It just doesn't make sense. In these days and times, and especially when we talk about all the things that are happening around us and how we should value our family and friends, it seems that we need common courtesy more so now than ever before. I encourage all of us to take a moment to think about the things that we say, the things that we do, whether we're at home or at work, at school, at church, or in any of our daily runnings around. Let's remember the art of being courteous. You never know when that small gesture that you make can really make someone's day. You don't know what people at work are going through. So sometimes a kind word can mean more than we think it will. This is the art of being courteous at calandrabranch.com. Have a great night.